Sexually transmitted diseases are a significant health challenge in the U.S. That's according to U.S. Centers for Disease Control. They say nearly 20 million new infections are reported every year, and half of them are in people under age 25. Planned Parenthood of Northern New England recently took their efforts to the front lines to educate young adults in Maine about the importance of testing and preventing STDs. Patty White has more.
For those who are sexually active, rule number one for preventing a sexually transmitted disease is to use a condom. Rule number two, as Amy Martin of Planned Parenthood of Northern New England learned, is that for the condom to be effective, it has to be stored properly.
So we ruined about 200 condoms by leaving them in our car overnight, so don't let them freeze. Condoms can't be frozen. Condoms can't be in wallets.
It's not that they can't be in wallets for an evening, but keeping condoms there long-term can cause damage due to friction. Planned Parenthood collected about 200 pristine condoms to spread awareness about sexually transmitted diseases. But let's face it, the topic of STDs is not one most people are anxious to talk or even think about. So how do you get the message out to the people who need it most? Go to where they are, says Planned Parenthood intern Megan Giles. And on a Thursday night, Gritty's Brew Pub in Portland's Old Port is a pretty good bet.
College kids, they tend to think they're invincible. They tend to think that they are above it all. And so we want to make sure that college kids understand that you need to get yourself tested, and what better way to go to the places that college kids frequent, such as bars.
Giles herself is a senior at the University of Southern Maine. She helped organize what Planned Parenthood is calling a condom crawl. About a dozen volunteers in bright pink and purple shirts meet up at Gritty's to grab buttons, stickers, and condoms. These are the icebreakers that volunteers like Dejavon Coffin will use to talk about STDs as she hits other Old Port bars.
Hi, guys. It's Get Yourself Tested Month. Free condoms. Come on, yeah!
The condoms elicit laughs and jokes from a group of young men at Pearl Tap House. Coffin is lighthearted, but delivers her message.
Half all people get STDs once in their lifetime. Be smart, guys.
According to the Maine Center for Disease Control, adults in their 20s account for more than half of the diagnosed cases of gonorrhea in the state and more than 60% of the cases of chlamydia. Nicole Clegg, spokeswoman for Planned Parenthood of Northern New England, says part of the problem is that many people don't know they have an STD.
Chlamydia is a silent, has very few symptoms for an STD, yet there can be very serious consequences for women, including infertility. So making sure that they get tested and treated is really important.
Young bargoers in Portland seem receptive to the message delivered by volunteers like Nina Sasser, which in some instances they receive multiple times over the course of the evening.
Hello.
You already got it. Wait, what about
you? You already got condoms? Do you want any more? Did you know that April's Get Yourself Tested Month?
27-year-old Leah Colby says young adults should be more aware of STDs, but it's not an easy subject to bring up.
Who wants to talk about the realities of life when you're trying to have an emotional, intimate connection with someone maybe you've just met, first of all?
26-year-old Laura Kroll, on the other hand, says she thinks it's easier to protect against STDs in the beginning of a relationship.
I guess, like, the first time you sleep with someone, it's always like, do you have a condom? I think that's normal.
But broaching the subject as a relationship progresses is another story. If efforts like Planned Parenthood's are a success, the subject of STDs may become more of a norm, along with testing and prevention. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White.